Across Cumberland Avenue from Portland High School is this wide brick building. Many people know it's the downtown Portland Boys and Girls Club, but fewer know about its service to the youth and how important that is. I know because I've been a member for 11 years. I would never have thrived just growing up at my house. My friend Carl, who's been a club member for 12 years since he was 7 years old, knows how important the club is. Why do you come here to the Boys and Girls Club?
Well, you know, Jules, I just like the environment, people around here, you know, they make it fun and good place to work on my basketball skills, you know, drills, my main sport, love to do it, motivates me for everything, the weight room and, you know, people around just make it fun to be.
The club has helped me with homework and offered me a home for me to be myself. I learned how to be more mature, have fun, and how to swim better, while getting opportunities to travel out of state, hike, camp, read, act, create art, cook, garden, lead, and so much more. The moment I walked in, I was welcomed and encouraged by staff who dedicated part of their time to guide me and watch me grow. Allison is one of the staff members who stuck by me and many other members over her time at the club. What is it that you do to make sure that you keep the members occupied here at the Boys and Girls Club?
I try to make it fun. I try to do different activities to encourage them to read and do various educational activities. I offer prizes and incentives, and occasionally we just have fun games.
Why do you come to work here at the Boys and Girls Club?
I really enjoy working here. I mean, it's a job and it pays, but I also really feel like I'm making a difference and like I'm helping people, and I really like that.
What would you say your favorite thing is about being here at the Boys and Girls Club?
Some of those moments where I see a kid actually make a big difference, like one kid that, you know, doesn't like to read, that I then find very excited to be getting a book or excited to be doing something, to be learning something. That's just the best.
The club gave me so much that I decided to give back. I helped when I could with anything. I worked there, and now I volunteer there. Brian has been a staff member for 13 years. It's what he did that set an example for me to carry on my service.
Why do you come to work here at the Boys and Girls Club?
I guess part of it goes back to the fact that I was a club member here, and my first day as a club member, I saw that the staff members here have what I call the best job in the world, and I still feel that it's the best job in the world. They get to hang out with the club members all day and play games, but there's a lot more to it than just playing games. If I'm playing a game with a teenager, I'm also talking to them, getting to know them, who their family members are, who their friends are, how school is going for them. So I guess my job is also just to be a friend and a set of ears to any teenager that shows up here that needs someone to talk to or they need help with something, whatever the teens need. Sometimes I'm a friend, sometimes I'm a mentor, sometimes I have to be the one to sort of come down on the teenager and when I recognize that they're doing things that they shouldn't be doing or that they're not working as hard as they could be doing. So I wear lots of different hats here in the teen room.
What's something that you feel that you think should improve in the Boys and Girls Club?
One thing that we can improve on in the Boys and Girls Club, I would say, is promoting the Boys and Girls Club. Our fee has always been, ever since I've been here from 1990 as my first day as a club member, it's only $5 a year to use the Boys and Girls Club. And that $5 will cover you for 12 months, and it allows you the use of an indoor pool, two gymnasiums, a learning center, a computer room, a games room, an arts and crafts area. I mean, we have all of these tools that we can utilize, and it's only $5 a year for the members to take advantage of. When I'm in the neighborhood and I see someone between the ages of 7 and 17 that I don't know, I'm always thinking to myself, well, why doesn't that person go to the Boys and Girls Club? And so because I still live close by, I want to make sure that every single person that is within the ages of the club that can come here knows about the club and knows about what we have to offer.
I now share the staff's passion to see children grow and learn, knowing what it meant to me. For Blunt Youth Radio, this is Jules Fennard.